Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu lays foundation stones of multiple projects including three railway line projects in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to improve connectivity across the country. Syrian government loses control of Daraa city. Rebels close in on Homs, country's third largest city. India advises its nationals to leave the country. Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup kicks off in Muscat, Oman, and Australia were 316 for 7 against India's 180 runs in first innings in the Adelaide Test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development centre, a 52.4 crore rupee 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Dandbosh airstrip at Rai Rangpur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangari Posi to Gorumahisani, Badam Pahar to Kendujhargarh and Budamara to Chakulia. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth and improve living standards in the region. The rail projects were recently approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi, Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav and Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jual Oram were present at the foundation laying ceremony. The president, who was on a five-day visit to her home state Odisha since Tuesday, returns to Delhi this afternoon. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that the center is focusing on the all-round development of tribals in the country. She said the new railway projects were the dreams of the people of Mayurbhanj district, including those living in Bangari Posi and Rai Rangpur, and hoped that the projects will be completed within a specific time limit. The 86-kilometer Bangari Posi Goru Mahishani worth 2,549 crore rupees rail line will enhance connectivity within the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha. The 82-kilometer Badam Pahad Kendujhargarh worth 2,106 crore rupees rail line will pass through Mayurbhanj district and Keunzar district of Odisha. The 60-kilometer Buramara Chakulia worth 1,639 crore rupees rail line will connect the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha and East Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. The introduction of these new lines will bring immense benefits to local residents who have long been deprived of efficient rail communication. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bangari Posi, Odisha.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is committed to improve connectivity across the country. In a social media post, he said the approval of the Ritala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of the Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Yesterday, the cabinet approved the corridor under the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, which is scheduled to be completed in the next 4 years. Earlier, briefing media about the cabinet decisions, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said yesterday that rapid expansion of the metro is essential for urban commuters as it is a convenient mode of travel.
2014 से 24 में हुआ 23 सिटीज में मेट्रो पहुंचाई गई 40 साल का 2014 से पहले केवल 248 किलोमीटर बने थे और इन 10 साल में 745 किलोमीटर यानी तीन गुने से ज्यादा 40 साल के काम वर्सेस 10 साल का काम अगर हम कंपेयर करें तो तीन गुने से ज्यादा मेट्रो बनी इतना रैपिड एक्सपेंशन मेट्रो का बहुत ज्यादा जरूरी है क्योंकि मेट्रो होने से शहरों में रहने वाले हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवार बहुत आराम से ट्रेवल कर पाते हैं बहुत कंफर्टेबल affordable, clean travel ka mode hai ye.
Lauding the cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is a big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible. He highlighted that while this step will benefit a large number of students, it will also create many new employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the event will facilitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe.
The year-long Karyakarta Suvarna Mahotsav has been organized to honor the service of the volunteers of Bochasanwasi Akshar Purushottam Swaminarayan Samstha, BAPS. It was inaugurated by Mahant Swami Maharaj in Surat on January 28, 2024. The Grand Golden Jubilee celebrations will conclude today at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. More than 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world will participate in the event. The Mahotsav will showcase the contributions and sacrifices of the volunteers through interactive immersive presentations, demonstrations, narrations and throwback videos. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has praised the BJP government led by Prime Minister Modi for turning the vision of a welfare state as envisaged in the constitution into reality. Addressing the annual function of the Lok Seva Trust in Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah said the BJP government is aiming at the holistic development of the nation with a commitment to poverty eradication, affordable housing, medical care and education and a better life for the citizens. Saying that Sanskar of Seva is a legacy of Gujarat, the minister lauded the state for its exemplary contributions to social service, especially in blood and organ donation. On the occasion, Mr. Shah urged the people to rise above personal interests and dedicate themselves to society's welfare, which he said is a real service to the nation. During his visit to Gujarat, Mr. Shah inaugurated the 70-bed Global Multi-Speciality Hospital in Ahmedabad this morning. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today saluted the courage, valour, fortitude and sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day. In his message, Mr. Singh said the Armed Forces Flag Day is a day to remember the courage and contributions of Indian Armed Forces.
सशस्त्र सेना झंडा दिवस हमें यह संदेश और साथ ही यह अवसर भी देता है कि हम सेवा निवृत्त सैनिकों, उनके परिवारों और वीर नारियों के प्रति अपनी जिम्मेदारियों को निभाएं। आप सभी अवगत होंगे कि हमारे जो सेवानिवृत्त सैनिक हैं अथवा उनका जो परिवार है, उनके बच्चे हैं, उनके कल्याण के लिए सरकार अपने स्तर पर हर वह कदम उठा रही है जो कदम उठाने चाहिए। हम उनकी शिक्षा, उनकी चिकित्सा और इसी प्रकार की अन्य आवश्यकताओं की पूर्ति के लिए सदैव प्रयासरत रहते हैं।
Since 1949, the 7th of December is observed as the Armed Forces Flag Day to honour the martyrs and the men in uniform of the nation. In Maharashtra, a special session of the Legislative Assembly began in Mumbai this morning. Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolhatkar led the proceedings. More updates from our Mumbai correspondent.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, along with Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar, took the oath as members of the State Legislative Assembly. Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolhatkar is overseeing the assembly proceedings and administering the oath of office and secrecy to the 288 newly elected MLAs. The oath-taking ceremony will be held over 2 days, today and tomorrow. The election for the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly is scheduled for 9 December. Following this, Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will address a joint session of both houses of the legislature. Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary Deepam and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said the electric vehicle industry in India will be a sector which is expected to generate about 4 crore jobs by 2030. The minister was addressing a workshop on management of fire accidents in electric vehicles at the National Fire Service College under the Union Home Ministry in Nagpur today. While underlining the importance of lithium-ion battery used in EVs, Mr. Gadkari further informed that as about 6% of the world's lithium reserves are found in Jammu and it will be used in 60 crore electric vehicles in the form of lithium-ion batteries, which will also lead to the reduction in the cost of lithium-ion batteries. Development of Northeastern Region Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today said the world's geopolitical order is shifting towards the global south and the northeast has the potential to be a key partner in its development. Mr. Scindia was addressing a panel discussion with chief ministers of Meghalaya, Sikkim and Tripura during the first technical session of Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav on the topic Catalyzing Northeast Progress for a Vikasit Bharat at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The minister said the centre is assisting to hone the specialities of each northeastern state and present it to the world, ranging from tourism to agri-horticultural products. A nationwide campaign, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, will be launched on the 19th of December during the Good Governance Week. The week-long program will be held till the 24th of December, covering events in all the districts across the country. In this campaign, over 700 district collectors will be participating and officials will be visiting Tehsils and Panchayat Samiti headquarters. This is the third time that the government will be conducting a national campaign at Tehsil level to address public grievances and improve service delivery. Prashasan Gaon Ki Or Abhiyan will create a national movement for good governance that will inspire future generations. Meanwhile, India has advised its nationals to avoid all travel to Syria under further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, the External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +96 399 335 973 and the email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. Those who can leave have been advised to do so by the earliest available commercial flights. Others have been requested to observe utmost precaution about their safety and restrict their movements to the minimum. In Syria, the government forces have lost control of Daraa city, widely regarded as the birthplace of Syria's 2011 civil uprising. According to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, rebel forces now control over 90% of Daraa province, Daraa city, located roughly 100 kilometres from capital Damascus. Meanwhile, thousands of people left homes, Syria's third largest city, as yesterday. Opposition fighters began advancing to homes after capturing two nearby towns. Jordan's Interior Minister Mazen Faraya has announced the closure of the Jabir border crossing with Syria due to the security conditions in southern Syria. On to sports, the Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup began today in Muscat, Oman, with 10 teams participating in the continental showpiece. The Junior Asia Cup is a qualifying event for the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 in Chile. In Pool A, Indian Junior Women's team will face China, Malaysia, Thailand and Bangladesh, while Pool B will feature South Korea, Japan, Chinese, Taipei, Hong Kong and Sri Lanka. Indian Junior Women's team will be led by Captain Jyoti Singh, while Sakshi Rana serving as Vice Captain. India has 5 players who featured in the Asian Champions Trophy winning squad last month. India will open their Junior Asia Cup hockey campaign against Bangladesh tomorrow. In cricket, Australia were 332-8 in their first innings against India on the second day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval. When reports last came in, the hosts were leading by 152 runs as India scored 180 runs in their first innings. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu lays foundation stones of multiple projects, including 3 railway line projects in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to improve connectivity across the country. Syrian government loses control of Daraa city, rebels close in on homes, country's third largest city. India advises its nationals to leave the country. Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup kicks off in Muscat, Oman, and Australia were 332-8 against India's 180 runs in their first innings in the Adelaide Test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. And with that, we end the midday news.